When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
What's up, faithful? Welcome into the 49ers You've Got Mail podcast presented by Delta Dental. I'm Lindsay Pilaris. Faithful, we have reached the end of the season here at Levi's Stadium. No more games will happen for the 2023 year. The 49ers are headed to Vegas next week for Super Bowl 58. I love the sound of that. And that marks the end of our weekly run here on the podcast. We will still have off-season episodes, but more info on that to come. So this week's installment is our best of episode, and I'm joined today by my producer, Nigel McWilliams, who you don't see every episode, but he has worked tirelessly this entire season behind the scenes to help bring this whole vision to life every week for you guys. So let's welcome him. Nigel, how's
What's
it going?
Up, faithful? What's up, faithful? Hope everybody's having a good day. I'm chilling next to Lindsay.
Nigel, we don't get to see you really on any of the episodes because manning the cameras. But what has this season been like for you, having all these amazing guest duos and alumni come through our You've Got Mail podcast set?
It's been pretty cool, especially from start to, I won't say finish, but from start to now, I enjoy coming in here, turning the studio, setting up everything from mics to camera. Just sitting back and watching and seeing more of a relaxed aspect from our players, getting to know more about them, creating more content for you guys to consume and get to just know more about our players and get to understand them a little bit off the field as well.
We compiled our best of list.
Yes,
and
we did.
So we have a lot of highlights from this year because there has been so many cool moments and I feel very fortunate that these players have kind of invited us into their lives a little bit and have just been so gracious and just shared things about them that you wouldn't hear in a press conference.
Yeah.
You probably haven't heard in other podcasts. So we're very fortunate that they trust us with that. So let's just start with the list.
Yeah, let's start it out. Come on.
Okay. So these are in no particular order because we just kind of went through all of our episodes and got a little nostalgic just now. We're starting off with dog ownership during the Kyle Juszczyk and Christian McCaffrey episode.
Yeah,
I think it was them in their full dog dad element, and we love to see it.
They were just chatting back and forth, then bringing up the dog names, just seeing them in a setting outside of football, talking about off-field stuff, man, just was really important, especially for CMC, because, you know, we see CMC and we think, oh, man, dude's a machine. But like I said, dude's a human being.
And he loves his dogs.
He loves his dogs, man. Bro loves his dogs. Him and Juice. I didn't even know Juice was a cat guy.
Yeah, he told us that. And then I think one of the best parts as well is that all three of these dogs that are owned by these two men have full government names.
Full government names. Might even have social security numbers.
So you're going to listen to that on this podcast clip, but one of our absolute faves of the year.
Yeah, it was one of my favorites, too.
All right, so off the field, both of you guys are dedicated dog parents, so I did want to ask about that. Mm. When did you guys decide in your busy NFL careers, it's time for a dog? And you actually have two.
Yeah, I'm on puppy number two, and it's so funny because I grew up, I was a cat guy.
Interesting.
What? I never liked dogs. I know, it's kind of weird. But it was about 5 years ago. My wife had shown me these Samoyeds on Instagram, and I'm like, "That's a dog? Like those exist? that looks like a cat. It looks like a Pokemon. Yeah. It kind of does. Honestly, it's kind of like a cat dog." And I fell in love with them right away. And I'm like, yeah, let's get one. And so 4 years ago, we got our first. And then this offseason, unfortunately, after losing the NFC Championship, it was just an impulse thing. Like, we were just sad. We were literally just sad. And Kristen's like, you want to get another dog? I'm like, yes. Yes, I do. And so ended up being the best decision ever, though.
Mine was my fiance just completely wrote me into it. I was completely anti-dog. I'm like, there's no way. I'm like, I can't take care of a dog. You know, it's going to have to be a small dog because, you know, I don't have – at this point, like, I was moving around. I've been a nomad for, like, 2 years now. And I was like, sure, fine. You know, we can get a dog. And I'd do anything for that dog. That's my guy.
I was about to say, I was like, no regrets on either side.
No, literally the best decisions I've ever made in my life.
We're going to move on to our next You've Got Mail highlight. So this was from Fred Warner and Dre Greenlaw's episode.
Oh, yeah.
I think this made a lot of people laugh. And I do appreciate that Fred Warner took this and he actually followed up on it on his own podcast. Mm-hmm. So shout out to Fred. Dre was gracious enough to share what a typical Arkansas cuisine is, and I had no idea what it was.
Yeah.
But you were also from the South, so you were not shocked at all.
No, I wasn't shocked at all. From Deer Meat, Dre talked about raccoon, sow's meat, hog head cheese, all of the stuff that I haven't seen out here in California, but still just reminds you of home. And being away from home, too, out here, it just kind of makes you think of home and family and stuff. So that's why I kind of thought that was a cool moment, just seeing Dre talk about the cuisine and the aspects of how they, how they go about capturing. Didn't he talk about capturing or didn't he talk about?
Yeah, he also talked about the different ways that you can
cook it.
These various.
Raccoon meat is very oily, very oily.
We had no idea. Yeah. And Fred was a little taken aback as well. So he learned a little bit. I learned a little bit. It was cool. I appreciated it.
Hey, look, man, I got a little Dre, man.
Daniel from Walnut Creek wants to know, and this one is for you, Dre. What's the best thing about Arkansas that only an Arkansas native would know about?
Ooh, pig, baby. All right, so if you got that in Arkansas, like, you know what I'm saying? It depends on where you go. Now, if you're going to Northwest Arkansas, you need to go to Dixon Street. I'm going to tell you right now, you need to go to Dixon Street. Dixon Street is the club. No, I'm just playing. No, it is a club, though. But it's like a good, like, bar, a good place to go and hang out and kind of feel the vibe for the city a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So, like, if you got a good weekend after a game, after hopefully a hog win, you know what I mean? We get us a win, one of them SEC wins. Go out there to Dixon Street. Have you a good time. And, you'll enjoy it.
What is a very Arkansas food is the state known for? Like,
we're known for all type of foods. I mean, we got raccoon, squirrel, we got possum, we got deer. Like, you got what? Goodness. Like, what do you want? Like, you got alligator, whatever, anything you want. Like,
that boy,
it got it
raccoon.
All. Oh yeah, we do it all: fried, cooked, baked,
yeah, grilled,
boiled. Hog maw, pig feet, chitlins, what you want.
From that episode, as a small sidebar, I loved how I remember asking them if they tracked each other's stats.
Mm-hmm.
And they both initially said no. And then I think I talked about a specific season and the order in which they finished in tackling, which was 1 and 2. And they knew exactly what I was talking about. Yeah. And then they just started laughing because it seems that they are tracking their stats.
Best in the world.
Best in the
world. Best in the world, man.
Best linebacker duo.
Yeah.
Our next favorite moment comes from the Nick Bosa and Chase Young episode, which was a recent one. And we had a couple favorite moments from this one. We had a fan submit a question and ask Nick his favorite sack of his career to this date.
Yeah.
He talked about the Jacksonville sack that he had, that he actually split with Chase Young. I really liked that because you just know that these guys are actually best friends. They are so happy to be playing together.
Yeah. And I think it's cool, too, that knowing they played together, they're here now, and just seeing the brotherhood aspect of them just, you know, it's not, there's no selfishness. Like, it's just here, like, we did this together, and look at how it impacts the team. And it just goes to show you more of the family aspect that this team has and how important it is for them as teammates and as brothers too as well.
I think also, too, you ask them about the brotherhood and they can talk about it, but it's in those moments when they're laughing in the podcast studio together that you see it in action. Yeah. I love seeing that.
I like the one we, me and him paired up on and got the strip this year.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Did you guys feel that one coming?
Honestly, it was kind of crazy.
It did. Yeah. It's when Chris said,
sack on this one, take it up.
Come on to me. Both took it up, came back under.
Yeah, I honestly thought we were going to get one together that game, and we did.
And also, we cannot forget about the sidebar scene, probably all around the internet. Nick Bosa talked about
the sales. He's a scientist. I think Bosa's a scientist. I'm almost certain. I mean, for him to go that detail, that just shows you that he's on a whole nother level.
We learned a lot about Nick Bosa on that episode. Mm-hmm. Our next one is from the Charvarius Ward and D'Amador Lenore episode.
Yeah.
So these guys are physical guys. They're really great tacklers. You see it week after week. I loved hearing them talk about being...
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that, CJ.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Relatively new fathers. Mm-hmm. D'Amador Lenore, I believe his son is about two. Mooney's daughter just turned one. No. And it was, you just see them light up when they talk about their kids.
Family is a recurring theme. And it just shows you just how important it is to this team and to the culture here at the 49ers. And just hearing him talk about his daughter and just how, you know, having her and the bond that they have just wanted him to be, made him want to be a better person on and off the field. And that's just so deep because children are life, man, and we have to sow into our futures. And you can tell that bro's a good father, and he lit up when he was talking about that moment in the episode.
Yeah, I feel like for both of them, they just expressed that their why got mm-hmm. bigger.
Yeah.
And I loved that. It was just a different side of them. And I think it seems like the feedback we got on that episode, a lot of people really enjoyed hearing about that as well.
Yeah.
What about you, Mooney?
Oh, being a dad?
Yeah. What's dad life like?
It's fun. I like it. You see the smile on my face? It's fun. Like, I like it. Me and my daughter, we've been getting, like, a lot closer lately because at first she was just like, she only want mommy. She only want her mom, you know. Every time I try to grab her, she would start crying. Like, that was kind of hurt my feelings. I was like, dang, like, what I do? But, like, every now I'm doing shit. But like the pet, like
she doesn't
like,
mean it, I promise.
I know. I ain't realized that at first. I'm like, bro, like why you don't like me? You feel? But like now, that's so I awesome. Feel like ever since me and her relationship got better, like at home, like it made me play better on the field. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like another thing it did for me, just kind of like it made my heart a little bit bigger. You know, like it made me want to treat other people better as well. So because you know she dealing with some things. Like she done had a couple surgeries. Already in her short life and everything. So I was like, man, like if I treat other people good, you know, good things gonna come to her in the future and everything like that. So it just made me like, I think it made me nicer, you know, kinder, more considerate of others' feelings and everything.
From the Colton McKivitz, Jake Brendel episode, we also had a pretty good couple moments that we wanted to highlight. Colton McKivitz, I do think some people know, huge outdoorsman.
Yeah, man.
He loves pretty much anything related to hunting, fishing. He said he wanted to be a park ranger at one point, and that really connected with you, Nigel.
Tied me back to home, and I was sitting here thinking, like, I used to go with my granddad fishing. It just puts you in a place of, you know, recurring thing, family again. And that was just a cool episode, seeing them vibe off each other and the enjoyment they got to talk about things that they do off season.
I started early. My dad, he's huge into it. He does taxidermy. You know, he grew up hunting and fishing. And, you know, he was born in Pittsburgh, Indiana, New York, and then finally Ohio. So he's been around a couple of great outdoor states, and then I think, you know, 6, 7, 8 years old, I started doing a hunter safety course, all that, and then just fell in love with it. Done it, you know, it's summer, it's fishing, in the fall, it's hunting, and, you know, I've really gotten into the duck stuff now out here. I'm trying to bring these guys along, finally. You know, Charlie will come out. We did a little fishing in the summer, turkey hunting, and then getting Jake out. You know, he came, watched. So it's pretty cool to get these guys out here. And we actually had some duck for dinner last night. Guys cooked it up for us, and Bose and Christian, they all had it and said it was the best thing ever. So it's cool. You know, you open some guys' eyes up.
One of the great things about just hearing from people like Colton McKivitz is that not all these athletes are from California, right? Their interests were born in different regions of the country. Everybody kind of comes from different backgrounds. And it's nice to know there's just a diverse set of interests on this team.
Good diversity. Yeah, good diversity. And that's, like I said, that's important, especially in a locker room too as well.
Our last top episode moment of the year comes from none other than the Brock Purdy episode.
Yes.
Brock Purdy has been just so highly advertised as a cool, calm, collected guy. Mm-hmm. Never cracks under pressure. We've seen it on the field time after time. I thought it was great that he talked a little bit about his personal life, and I asked him specifically about his proposal. He's getting married in the off season, and I just asked him, did that ever make you nervous? And he said, absolutely. The actual proposal to his fiance actually gave him a little bit of nervous energy, a little bit of jitters. Yeah. So you know what, guys? He's just like us.
Yeah, man. You know, like, and like I said, like, he talked about too, just how the family aspect was important too as well. And just knowing Brock's human, man. Brock's a human being. A lot of times, a lot of people forget that these players are human beings. And that's so important too, being in an internal standpoint, just kind of seeing that, you know, they go through things too, but just Brock has just such a good level head and such a good stronghold in his faith that it's just so important. And it just shines a light on him even more. Just seeing him cherish his family, talk about his family.
I mean, obviously the conference that we play in, you know, my family lives in Arizona, so they're able to catch, you know, a couple, you know, road games, and then they try to come to as many home games as possible. But yeah, on Sundays for them, it's, you know, they close up shop and, you know, go to church and then watch the game and, you know, cheer us on and stuff. So, and then they're obviously traveling out and being here, to as many games as possible. But you know, they're huge for me, you know, in terms of just the support, the love. They love me for who I am, not, you know, just because I play quarterback for the 49ers. Like, they love, you know, their son, their brother, and man, am I blessed to have them. And, you know, everything that I do is for God and, you know, for my family. So, love them so much.
NFC Championship, standing right next to his dad running out.
Yes, we were both right there. It was crazy.
I mean, his dad exploded in excitement. And that's just pure love and energy. And it can't be faked. That kind of stuff can't be faked. And it's just so important seeing the family aspect. That was to even bounce back to the NFC Championship on the field.
Yeah.
The coolest thing was seeing the families.
100%.
They were so happy. It shows you the village. You see why they're so successful. Their support system is always there behind them, you know, on and off the field. And that's so important, especially, I think, for successful football players, just the family aspect, knowing that at the end of the day, you can go call mom and dad, you can go call a brother, you can call a sister, and that just shows you, like I said, a recurring theme, importance of family.
And we hope you guys saw that. It's been a pleasure to do You've Got Mail.
Yes, it's been so fun, man.
It's been so fun to be a part of You've Got Mail this season. And we hope to continue building on that. And one big part of that is we love the questions.
Fan questions. Keep sending them in.
They're so good. They are so good.
Like you throw you like some of y'all throw these players off and they come like they have the best answers and it's just great content because some, I like you never know what you're gonna get.
Seriously,
you never know what answer you're gonna get.
I go through some of the questions and I realize how there's so many lifelong 49ers fans because when we had alumni Steve Young come on the show, there were questions of people that watched him play. I love getting those in. So just a reminder. I'll always post our next guests that are coming up as soon as we have them confirmed on our 49ers YouTube page on the community tab. But you can always email me or tweet at me. We've kind of moved away from the 49ers.com/mailbag, but if you do email that, I will get them. So
you will get to them.
We will get to them. And like I said, we will be doing some off-season episodes, so we're not going anywhere. It's just not going to be quite the same regular weekly Friday schedule that we've been on because you know it is actually the end of the NFL season, which is wild to think about.
It's been a long season and I've thoroughly enjoyed all the fans. You all bring so much energy, so much positivity. Every game it is so loud. Probably I think one of the loudest games I've been to is probably the Detroit game. I turn around, I see E40 turning up behind me. I see this fan. I remember, so this was a fun, cool thing too. The Green Bay game, I turned around, one of the fans points at me, he says, we're gonna have a TD right here. And then next thing that happens, we have a TD right there in the end zone. And it's just cool, man. You have to, that positive energy just connects across the whole team, man. And just, these guys have worked their butts off all season. And, you know, shout out to the staff and coaches. Just such a great job this season doing all the work, and it's just made it so easy to create fun content. And I've thoroughly enjoyed it from the start of the season till now, man. And as long as I do this,
huge shout out to Nigel. Like I said, it's you never see everybody that's working behind the scenes, but they need to get their shine, and none of this would be possible without him. So
I appreciate you.
Shout out to you, Nigel. It's been so fun. And like I said, we'll be back in the off season and faithful to be featured in those next episodes. I will get you the guest names whenever they're confirmed, and I'll sound the alarms when the next episode is coming. But to be featured on those next episodes, make sure to submit your questions on that YouTube community page. And then you can also email me 49ers.com/mailbag. And then also don't forget to subscribe.
Subscribe up.
We are on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. But for now, that is it from us. And it has been such a pleasure for this 2023 season.
It's been fun. Turn up.
Niner fans, protect your teeth and your budget with dental plans from Delta Dental. Get fumble-free dental coverage today.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.